this night. Their feelings were real. They were too tired to fight. She kept coming and leaving. She was never too far. He kept suffering, calling his shining star. Destined to be together, to be ripped apart. They no longer resisted. They tried a brand new start. But it ended in tears, and it was such a blow. Please take it easy and let it go.
MFO in Medford, Mad Painter there, and I have them on the phone. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Alex.
You got it's Alex, Al, Julie, and Kenny, right?
Yep, correct. We called them three Kens and an Al, right? No, three Al's and a Ken.
And a Julie.
Three Al. Oh, because you're Alex, right?
Right, exactly. How you doing, Brian?
Good. There's too many Al's in that band. That's crazy.
Oh, it is, isn't it? By the way, we just saw you live with Scrapers. Fun show at Pete's and Quincy.
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's a good show. Absolutely.
Well,
so where do you want to start?
We've had better shows, but I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah, lots of fun. Absolutely. You're a good front man.
Thank you. So are you. Do you do all the writing, Alex?
Yeah, except there's just three songs on the new album that's going to come out early next year. It's a pre-production and mastering stage right now. Our friend in Canada, Dmitry, actually wrote the lyrics. And two out of those three, Samurai and Illusion, we've just shot a video for. Video clips are going to be on YouTube fairly certain it's going to happen very soon. So he's the author of the lyrics, those three. But the rest, yeah, it's all mine. To date. And this is our second album. The first one's been around since 2016. That's up on YouTube. And this time we're going to actually go the whole hog, probably do the full CD production and all the streaming services and everything. We're going to try and drum up as much support and promotion as we can for this one. I have an idea. I think we're going to go on, we're going to call it Splashed. Do you guys mind if it's called Splashed? As a past tense.
Also, I'm good to meet.
Splashed.
Splashed.
Sounds cool.
We're thinking about a bunch of vinyl records on the cover, right? Splattered with paint. It could be like acrylic or whatever, right? And we're just going to call it Splashed because it's really, literally, you know, doused.
With paint. Splashed with paint.
Splash with paint, absolutely, yeah. That's the idea, because the mad painter, right?
Right.
Time to splash.
I actually, I used to paint houses, and went to a bar after work on my first day, and I had paint all over me and my hair, and someone at a table with some other workers that says, "Oh, it's the mad painter." So I think of that every time I hear.
Yeah. You must have forgotten about your mental state.
Well,
you're the original.
Maybe. That was probably in the early 90s.
Ah, there we go. I think I had a dream all the way. This is going back to 1990 when I first had the idea. I conceived in my head that we're going to have I'm eventually going to have a band. I'm going to call it Mad Painter, and it's going to be chock full of really great musicians. And the vision has finally come to fruition with this lineup. I've had various lineups since probably 2015. We started jamming, but none of those old guys from those lineups have survived. So this is the new and the best lineup I've ever had. I say that at every show because it's true. It's Al Hendry on drums, Julie on backing vocals, and Kenny Hyland on bass, and Al... should I use your last name or Al? What do you think? Or Okay.
I have a hard time saying his name, his last name.
Right, right. There you go. Another Alan. Now, why don't you introduce yourself? Because I have a hard time, too. If I say Schmel Herbie Hind on the radio, we might get banned.
It's already been done.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. I remember your rule, no swearing. That's right. So, and basically, I've had so much fun with these guys that I haven't really had in, like, ever, to be honest, in all past incarnations of this band. And so, yeah, here we are. I call it better late than never. A 1990 dream has finally come to fruition in 2019. And post-COVID, here we are. We're gigging again, and we're about to release a new album. So really psyched.
So how do you get this group together?
Oh, Kenny, do you want to take this one? It's a fun one.
I'm happy to. All right. From the beginning, it's all my clerk's fault. You're there and out of the blue with old Tom Tipton and his dog on the Mass Ave. And my clerk kept talking about this band, Matt Painter. I kept going, who? Who? I'm going to go see what MIT, Matt Painter. Who? So then Club Lillian and Go-Go played with Johnny Plankton and Matt Painter over to Out of the Blue. Flynn Young, whose dad I knew from Silver Stars and Jukebox Angels, the kid was still in high school with Justine's Red on Red Daughter, I remember first off, Alex got up and sang a Status Quo song with Club Linehan.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The first song I ever played with him. And then at the end, Julie and I were talking to him, and I was going to say, I like the Salmon playing, and I was going to reference the Vanilla Fudge. And I said, I'll try to stump him. I said, you know what? You sound like Aphrodite's Child, who's like this like Greek version of Vanilla Fudge and Purple Hair, that unless you're a European, you don't know nothing about. So,
I got to look that up.
Later, North Station, and they were much improved with that lineup. And I put a thing in the Boston Tribune News. I was, again, raving about Alex's 1968 Hammond sound on his organ. And so he says, why don't you come on down and sing a Small Faces song. I forgot what it was.
Afterglow,
yeah, which I saw Flo and Eddie do, and they opened up for Alice Cooper on the 3rd of June, 1973, at Madison Square Gardens, approximately. Then I was kind of like sitting in on guitar, and the bass player didn't want to do a show. He left. But then we got another bass player, but he left. They had a show down hall. And then all of a sudden, I had to do a Paul McCartney because there were no bass players. So I've had a couple of live bands, and one of them died. So I haven't gotten knighted yet, though. I'm still waiting for my knightedness to be Sir Kenneth Hyland.
Sounds good.
God Save the Queen is the fascist regime. So basically, what it was a bit of infiltration, a bit of NSA-ness. I was guarding the country against the Ruskies. So I came in the band first, and I brought all my people in. So it was a corporate takeover.
God's honest truth.
These guys are actually behind it all. Behind the NSA, man, it's me. Okay, that's it.
Very good. You guys worked on a video yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, Kenny was out of commission for about a day. Didn't feel well, so I had to fill in for him. So they cloned me. See, the Alex in the jacket is behind the Hammonds and on vocals too. But Alex without a jacket is up there on stage with a bass, and it's a good thing we're lip syncing because that means I can just pretend to be playing bass guitar without knowing anything about how to play bass guitar.
Right.
But what the clown and the NSA don't know is I do have body doubles.
Uh-oh. Right.
Well, I'm glad that worked out. We worked with Joe Clapp, too, my band.
Yeah, not that long ago.
Right.
And Schmel showed me the video. The guys sound and look awesome.
We still got to finish those videos. They're not, I don't know if you call it mastered with videos, but there's something that needs to be done to them.
So we're in the same boat right now. The filming's been done for the most part. Yeah, we're just awaiting the videos at this point, and we're psyched. I mean, this is going to be really great. It's like a good promotional vehicle, if you will, for the new album and for the whole shebang. Hopefully, this will bring more people in to see us live, and we're actually out live doing at the end of this month, December 26th, so just right after the right after Christmas. We're in Newburyport Brewery doing a live show, and it's going to be an hour and a half Matt Painter, followed by an hour and a half of Kenny Highland Air Force.
Oh, I'll have
so
to play them.
I'll
play Kenny Highland Airport after this.
That's right.
After these, I got two more of your new songs. We heard Let 'Em Go, and is it Jack or Jax?
Jacques. French.
Jacques. Okay. So we'll play that one, and I'll be right back with you, all right?
Absolutely. It's a little homage to Jacques Dutronc, who's famous in France since the mid-60s.
What's he famous for?
He's a pop singer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I wonder if he knows you wrote a song about him.
Oh, probably not yet. But I, you know what? With the help of this show, he will.
You got to get it to him.
All right.
We'll be right back. It's Mad Painter on MFO.
Brush your teeth, don't touch yourself, say goodnight to your dad, get the doorbell and move, listen to what we say, don't do this, don't do that. Don't do this, don't do that, don't be a space cadet, riding on my B-Day, no fingers up your nose, no sucking on your thumb. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't be a space cadet riding on my B-A. I'm so tired I can't take any more of this. Say goodbye, say hello. Don't run down the hall. You'll stumble and fall. What have you done with my comb? You're so lazy. I am really losing patience with you. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't be a space cadet riding on my B-Day. You're a wooden head. No donuts for you. I won't say it twice. It's for your own good. If you don't grow up, you'll sweep the streets. Don't do this, don't do that. Shut, 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 behave. Shut, 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 behave. Shut, 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 behave.
MFO, and we're live with Mad Painter. How's it going, guys?
Yeah. All right.
That's it, Julie. Liven up. So, El Nahabian? Is that how you say it, Al?
Nahabedian.
Nahabedian.
And he's either prince or head of the family, you know what I mean?
Well, Al is actually plays bass for my band, the Thigh Scrapers, and he plays guitar for your band. So you do it all, Al, huh?
Yeah, I get confused sometimes which instrument I'm playing.
You forget what you're playing?
Especially when it's at the same show.
That's cool. And then we got the other Al is a drummer. How are you doing, Al?
I'm doing okay, man. Great to be on your show today. And, yeah, I think being in that Baker and have fun with these guys and great to playing out with them. Having a good time, definitely.
Well, it's my pleasure. And
Al Hendry's probably the most schooled and educated of all of us in the band. He's our, how should I say, he's a professor of Matt Danger, if you will, the music professor.
Very cool. These guys helping
right... Before I forget, I just want to put this out there. Please like us on Facebook, Matt Danger. Look us up. There's also a group for fans to mingle and interact in. And if you can't find us on Facebook, also give this a try. www.mattdanger.co.uk. We're potentially a British band.
Right
on. Because .com was already taken.
Well, I guess I'm going to wrap it up unless you got anything else to throw my way.
Yeah, Kenny, tell Brian about Brockport, Indiana, the early days.
There is no Brockport, Indiana.
When you were with the Gizmos?
That was Bloomington, Indiana.
I'm kidding.
growing up in Brockport, New York, it was pretty cold out. Wasn't much to do. In the winter, I just stay in and play guitar to my records. And, actually, I've already told this to Brian anyway.
Culture Records. The Fame, Culture Records, and Cream Magazine Interview. We want to hear some vintage stuff. Cream Magazine Interview.
Some vintage stuff?
Right.
Well, the best thing is, with the Kenny Highland Air Force, I was listening to this cassette, and there was a song by, what was his name there? Sir Lord Comet. So I thought I was in kind of kinksy. I said, I'm going to get away from Barcourt. I'm going to try a reggae beat, you know? So I sold this reggae song. It's called Insult to Injury.
Yes.
And it's on YouTube, the rough mix. I think I've got some channel or something like that. But
Brian, listen, not to interrupt, but I know your time's limited. I just want to say the Matt Danger is not a single sort of independent band all on its own. It's part of a family of bands. We're kind of like Hawkwind. You know, there's probably 70 people involved all around. It's a huge organization. It's Matt Danger, then there's Captain Easy Chord, and then there's Kenny Highland Air Force, and then there's a relation to Thigh Scrapers, as you just mentioned, and then there's others that, you know, so it's kind of like a moving mechanism. It's like a living, breathing organism in a way. And it's like how it's funnelic.
Sounds great.
Happy the Clown. Happy the Clown.
Happy the Clown is one of Al's bands.
Fantastic band.
You still with Glider?
No. No. What happened?
Is Al with Glider?
Was.
In Public Erection.
Are you serious?
Well, I'll play some Glider anyways. I know Cal's listening. San Michael, what's this one about?
San Michelle.
Okay. Flavored song. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Brian, I can say this without cussing. You can't speak French for married, man.
Well, the weird thing, guys, is that you're playing two French songs, aren't you?
Well, I only have three off the new album.
Jacques Dutron, San Michelle. Yeah.
You know, the full name of Jacques is actually Jacques Behave.
Okay, Jacques Behave.
I heard you singing that, right?
Yep. And Saint Michel is next, and it's more lyrical, it's more melancholic in a way, and puts you in a romantic mood, hopefully.
And the bass line is so funny.
It's a spiritual too, no?
Right. Yeah. Very.
So day after Christmas, Mad Painter will be at Newburyport Brewery, along with Kenny Highland Air Force. Is it Air Force or Airport?
Airport,
huh?
Airport, like Ginger Baker.
Okay.
Ginger Baker's Air Force. It was like an honor of him. I wanted to have like a super group with like
smell of Jenny Lane, and then, like, you know, all the ladies background singing on Sunshine of Your Love wearing, like, dashikis around their head.
Dashiki!
Great. Well, you guys, thank you.
Comments on Facebook.
Thank you very much for calling in, guys.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
All right. This one's Sin Michelle.
Privilege.
And may I paint a go and see them day after Christmas, Newburyport. And I don't know. Have a great West.
We take gig offers, too.
You're doing what?
Oh, hey, Brian, for what it's worth, yeah, there'll be other gigs. But, you know, the weekend of the 4th and the 5th of February, we're in Kingston, New York, playing the Winter Tango Fest. That's about maybe two and a half hours from here.
Very cool.
Yep, Kingston, New York.
All right, guys. Well, nice to talk to you.
Okay, you betcha.
And I'm enjoying the music.
Good.
How about if we do a Five Scraper Painter show together?
I'd love to do that.
Okay, so there you go. You got to go for the forward. The Marines have landed the full offense thing there. You know. I was on a commando mission once. I forgot to wear my drawers.
We'll figure something out anyway. All right.
The unknown Kenny Kong.
It's 91.5 WMFO. I'll talk to you later, guys, all right?
Morgan, take care.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
This is awesome. So.
At the Church of Old San Michel, I heard the saddest chorale today. So down on my knees I fell, and with tears in my eyes I pray. Though tomorrow for me will be lost, 'cause the last night will never return. dream has passed. In a moment of sorrow, I keep coming back to the mess at the old San Michel.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Tape last year, but that's just how the way it goes. So you can kind of imagine that one. And here's one that Thomas and I wrote called Cave Woman. Herbie calls you Cave Woman because of your wild hair, but I call you Cave Woman because of what you got down there. I took you to the movies to see Chariot of the Gods. We didn't watch the movies, all we watch each other's vibes. You're my cave woman. You're my cave woman. I wanna be your slave. I wanna live in your cave. I wanna be your slave. You can make me behave. Took you to a dance at the middle school gym. He walked up and said, "Aw, you're going out with him." I took you to the movies, see American Graffiti. I was so proud of you, you were my high school sweetie. You're my cave woman.
You're my cave woman. I want to live in your cave. I want to be your slave. I want to live in your cave. You can make me behave.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Pearl your snacks. Doing 360s with the cart. Gonna buy some abstract art. Swedish meatballs. Fish toothpaste. They've been on this voyage for 7 hours. Shopping for a 900 square foot space. At a counter at IKEA. At a counter at IKEA. Bacon pan. FB Jerpin is a shelf for a wall. The Latjo Bat Cake has been recalled. Pull them all on a counter at IKEA. 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 Indian girls from outer space.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Raven Show. And my apologies if you're a little confused, because I was confused with Mad Painter there. That they did a conference call with five people. So it was a little hiccupy. Let's see, before Mad Painter, we had Stupidity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Sherry Curry. Cherry Bomb. Mad Painter, Let Him Go. Jacques. And Son Michel. Kenny Highland's Air Force with I'm In Love. We heard the Gizmos. Another Kenny Highland gig. Cave Woman. Glider with Out of Touch. Out of Touch. Not of. It's Out of Touch. Smitty Smitty. Indian Girls from Outer Space. And then we heard The Who. Sister Disco. Goodbye, Now You're So Low. Here's some David Bowie on MFO.
I think it's wrong.
This one goes out.
I must say, this is the first time I've been to Boston and I've never had terminal laryngitis. Thank you. I feel healthy tonight.
Poor Sting. Laryngitis. Sounded good to me. Live from Boston there. What else did we hear? Alice, David Bowie, Don't Bring Me Down. Alice Cooper, Steal That Car. The Sonics with Bad Betty and The Police. Truth hits everybody. Don't you know it? Some Nirvana on MFO.
Okay.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Holy.